For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. The Madison Common Council is expected to take up a proposal today to ban the use of tear gas and require the Madison Police Department to come up with an alternative method of crowd dispersal and de-escalation. The resolution is sponsored by four alders and points out the Geneva Protocol of 1925, which has banned tear gas in wartime, and that it can lead to long-term health issues, making people more susceptible to illnesses like pneumonia, the flu, and COVID-19. The council's resolution is asking for a study of alternatives to tear gas, as well as a history of the Madison Police's use of tear gas between 1990 and August 1st of this year from the Madison Police Department on October 20th. The full ban on tear gas would then go into effect on November 17th. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. The Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission released a statement saying that its directive to Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales has been shamelessly exploited and distorted. The statement is in response to several police departments from around the state withdrawing their officers from security commitments to the now scaled-back Democratic National Convention. Small town and suburban police departments were fearful of their officers' abilities to maintain crowd control without using tear gas, which the FPC had forbidden the use of. Tear gas, which has been banned in wartime since 1925 per the Geneva Convention, can also lead to long-term health problems, making people more susceptible to the flu, pneumonia, and COVID-19. The FPC statement also points out the pivotal time we are in regarding race and policing in America. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. In June of this year, Milwaukee County landlords filed for nearly 1,500 evictions. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, that's a 26% increase from last year. Almost 20% of those filings came from just one company. Barada Properties is owned by Youssef Joe Barada of Mequon. The millionaire owns approximately 8,000 rental units in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers had issued a ban on evictions, but that expired back in late May. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett said last week he would disperse $15 million of federal money to help roughly 3,000 families facing eviction, but that is still just half of those evicted in just 1 month. No word yet on a rent freeze or a mortgage moratorium. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. The CDC is reporting there was no spike in coronavirus cases following the pandemic primary back in April, but cites the dramatic shift to mail-in voting and cleaning efforts at the polling sites. Images from the April primary in Wisconsin show a majority of voters following guidelines by standing in line 6 feet apart and wearing masks to prevent the spread of the virus that has shut down most of the day-to-day economy. The Brewers lost their home opener in pandemic play to the White Sox 6-4. Highs today around 70 degrees with mostly clear to partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. Wednesday, a high of 76 with partly cloudy skies throughout the day. Thursday, a high of 75 with partly cloudy skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Governor Evers says he has the backing of Wisconsin businesses on his statewide mask mandate. A recent order from Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot to quarantine those traveling from Wisconsin to Chicago for 2 weeks may be at the heart of that support as well. When Wisconsin Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said Evers' mask order came from the radical left, the governor joked in an interview he didn't realize that the leaders of Johnson Control, Kohler, Manpower, Quick Trip, and other businesses represented the radical left. Highs today around 70 degrees with mostly clear to partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. Wednesday, a high of 76 with partly cloudy skies throughout the day. Thursday, a high of 75 with partly cloudy skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.